Kojak?
Just on television.
What about if you were riding and you wanted to get to urge your horse on, what would you say to it?
Giddy up.
Really? Does that work?
Before you hitch your horse to the wagon, do you say that? What do you do?
What do you do before you hitch your horse to the wagon? I don't know. Get him out of the barn, I guess. I have no other thing I do.
How would you stop your horse?
Whoa. Mm-hmm. And pull back on the reins.
Do you know how to call sheep?
No.
Do you know how to call chickens?
Chick, 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 chick. Right. Mm-hmm.
And?
It helps to throw food at the time you're doing that.
Feed.
Yes.
If you are getting your horse, say you had a horse and you were getting ready to put it onto the wagon.
Yeah.
What pieces of equipment do you need to do that?
A harness.
Mm-hmm.
The reins.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of anything you put in the horse's mouth?
The bit.
And what is that connected to?
The reins.
And could you describe what the reins are used for?
It's to turn the horse, primarily.
Would you
just stop them?
Is there a difference in between what is connected to the bit that you use when a horse is in it pulling a wagon, or if you're just riding the horse, in those two things that you direct with? Do you call one thing and the other reins? Or would you call them all reins?
I call all of them. A horse that you were riding might be referred to as bridle.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Have you ever heard the term lines?
Lines?
Yeah,
for a wagon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if you're riding a single horse, what do you put your feet into?
The stirrups.
What might you have on your feet to prod your horse?
Spurs? It's not nice.
If you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of a lead horse?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea what that was?
I thought that was the horse on the right. It was always the lead horse.
If something is not near at hand, you say it's just a little over.
Further over?
Mm-hmm. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
Ways to go?
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
If you slipped on the ice and fell this way, what would you say? You fell
backward.
And if you fell this way?
Forward.
Hmm. Have you, if you were fishing and you were with a couple people and they caught their limit, and you didn't catch any, I would say to you, did you catch any fish? And you'd say, no.
I didn't catch any.
Mm-hmm. A one?
I didn't catch a one.
Have you ever used the word nary?
Nary?